Chaco Jr., where we get the answers to all of life's biggest questions through the eyes of our youth. With me today is our very special guest, none other than my offspring himself, Chaco Jr. Say hello, Chaco Jr.
Hi, my name is Chaco Jr.
And how old are you, Chaco Jr.?
4 and a half.
4 and a half. Okay, so, Mr. Chaco Jr., you told me you had a really weird dream last night. Can you tell us about your dream last night?
It only had a lot of guns.
It had a lot of guns?
Yep.
What happened with this dream last night?
The bad guys win.
The bad guys win? Uh-oh, that doesn't sound like a really good dream. So did you get guns in the dream too, or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you shoot the bad guys while you were there?
Yeah, but my gun got broken in my dream.
Oh no. So what happened in this dream? Tell us a little bit more about your dream last night.
The bad guys shot me and I died.
What? No. In your dream you died?
Yep.
But you woke up in the morning, you're okay, right?
Yeah.
Oh man. So what are these bad guys, what do they look like?
They have helmets and a protecting suit.
Were they like stormtroopers from Star Wars?
No, but they had electronic suit.
Oh my goodness. So they were electronic bad guys?
Yeah.
So, Chaco Jr., you want to learn a lot of different skills in your life. What kind of jobs do you want to do when you get older?
All the jobs in the world.
You want to do all the jobs in the world? What kind of jobs do you want to do? Tell us a little bit more about the jobs that you really like and you want to do.
You need to do the podcast of Chaco Jr.
Well, that's what we're doing right now, Chaco Jr. So that's one job. What other jobs would you like to do? Like, what other jobs do you like? When we're out driving or when you're outside, what kind of jobs do you see that you would like to do when you grow up?
A police.
Oh, you want to be a policeman? What kind of police officer do you want to do? You want to be the kind that stops people for traffic stuff, or do you want to stop the bad guys and arrest them all? Or do you want to work in the schools?
Stop the bad guys and arrest them all.
Oh, really? Okay, so what kind of bad guys? Are like the bad guys in your dream?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we watched a movie last night, right, Chaco Jr.? What movie did we watch last night?
I forget.
It was called Nine Lives, right? And what happened in the movie? What happened to the guy in the movie?
His brain gone into a cat.
What? His brain went into a cat? What did he do while he was a cat?
He talked.
He talked. And what else did he do?
Peed in a purse.
He peed in a purse. That's right. He did pee in a purse. And what happened when he peed in the purse? What happened after that? Did he get in trouble?
Yeah, he did.
What's your favorite movie?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph? Why do you like Wreck-It Ralph so much?
Because.
What's your favorite part about Wreck-It Ralph?
When he goes into the Candyland.
Oh, really? You like the Candyland. Why do you like the Candyland?
Because we can go eat candy.
Aha! Uh-huh. Someday we're going to have to show you Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, because in that one, all the kids go into a factory where they make all the candy, and there's a room in it where all of the kids can eat anything in the whole room. Everything in the whole room is made out of candy. What do you think of that? Would you like to go into a room like that?
Yeah.
What would you do if you went into a room like that?
I'll eat the building.
You'll eat the whole building? You just be eating and eating and eating and eating lots and lots of candy?
Yeah.
Yeah? Tell me more. Okay, so what's your favorite kind of candy?
All the fruits.
All the fruits?
Mixed together.
All the fruits mixed together?
Yep.
Like real fruit or candy fruit?
Candy fruit.
Oh, okay. So like what kind of candy fruit? Like candy cherries, candy peaches? What kind of stuff?
Cherry candies.
Cherry candies, huh?
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of pizza?
Pepperoni and cheese and tomato sauce.
It's pepperoni and cheese and tomato sauce?
Yep.
Hey, did you know what happened this week?
What?
Did you know there's some people on the internet that said they don't like your dad? They don't like Chaco Senior?
Yeah.
What happened there? What do you feel like whenever you hear somebody who doesn't like your dad?
I'll go talk to them and say he's not really a bad guy.
Oh, really? You don't think I'm really a bad guy?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were in Paraguay and you'd see your dad on TV?
Yeah.
Was he a good guy or a bad guy?
Bad guy.
Yeah, do you like it when he's a good guy or a bad guy?
Bad guy.
Why do you like it when he's a bad guy?
Because he plays whittling.
Uh-huh. And so what kind of stuff does he do to make people not like him?
Take money.
Yeah. And what does he say to people?
Calgary sucks.
Yeah, did I tell Calgary's that Calgary sucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what do you think the people thought about that?
You think you suck, right?
They think I suck.
Yeah.
Do they like it when Don Chaco gets punched?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite wrestler in the whole wide world?
Don Chaco.
But he's not really a wrestler. He's more of a manager. Can you think of any of the other wrestlers that they had?
Don Chaco's friends.
Don Chaco's friends?
Yeah.
Like Sully?
Yeah.
And Spinelli?
Yeah.
What's something you remember about Paraguay?
You got punched by Blas Benitez.
Yeah, but what are some other things that you remember about when we were in Paraguay?
And I got into a garage and, we got floods.
We got what?
Floods.
Oh, there was lots of floods in Paraguay. That's right. Do you remember what it would look like in front of our house whenever it would rain?
There was a lot of ripples.
Yeah, it was almost like a river would appear in front of our house. Do you remember seeing that? Like what some of the stuff that would happen when in front of our house?
And the water would get inside of our house.
Did the water actually get into our house?
I don't know.
I don't remember that. But it did go into our garage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was some of your favorite food in Paraguay?
Pizza.
Yeah? Did you like empanadas?
Yeah. Empanadas were my favorite food.
And do you remember when we go for a walk and we go in the neighborhood and there was lots of fruit trees?
Yeah.
And you'd pick some of the fruits that were there?
Yeah.
Do you remember? What kind of fruit did you pick?
Cherries.
Cherries? What else did you get?
Those little red things.
Yeah, I remember those.
What are those called again?
Well, they were kind of like a cherry. But do you remember what Mama would do with those? She would take all the seeds out and she would make it into like a juice. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What about mangoes? Did you like mangoes?
Yeah, mangoes were my favorite fruit. And it was still my favorite fruit.
Really? Do you like it? Do you wish we can get more mangoes again?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Mama used to blend the mangoes up and then she put them into the popsicle molds and then she would make mango popsicles and they were super, super duper yum?
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember when we were barbecue in Paraguay? Okay, so how was the barbecue in Paraguay different than the barbecue I use here?
Because it's hotter.
It was hotter?
Yeah, because the sun helped the barbecue roast it.
It did. Do you remember what the barbecue looked like?
Nope.
It was built into the wall. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And did it use gas or fire, like logs?
Logs?
Yeah, we used like the carbone. Remember the carbone?
Yeah.
So you lived there, and one of the first languages you learned was Spanish, and you're actually in a Spanish preschool, but do you still remember any Spanish?
I only know teléfono da verde.
Teléfono verde? Teléfono verde?
Da verde.
Telephone of green? What about no se toca?
No se toca.
No se toca. What does no se toca mean?
Don't touch.
That's right. Did you hear that a lot at work, at school?
Yeah. I know something in French.
What do you know in French?
Bonjour.
Bonjour?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. What does that mean?
Hello.
That's pretty cool. Where did you learn that?
I teach myself.
You taught yourself bonjour? You're teaching yourself French?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to help because if you want to do every job in the world, and in Canada, a lot of the jobs, you need to be able to also speak French. Like if you want to be Prime Minister of Canada, you have to learn how to speak French too. So should we put you into a French school instead of a Spanish school?
Yeah. And I also want to learn Swedish.
You also want to learn Swedish? How come?
Because Swedish is the best language in the world.
It is? Why is it the best language in the world?
Because I love it.
Is your mom Swedish?
Yes or no.
Yeah. And Morfar is Swedish, right?
Yeah.
Does he sometimes go to Sweden and bring back stuff from Sweden?
Yeah. Hey, Dad, can you turn your computer back on,
please? It's still on, dude. It's still on. It's just that I turned the screen off so that we don't get distracted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, so when we go in the car, Chaco Jr., what kind of music do we listen to?
Rock and roll.
Yeah, what's your favorite rock and roll song?
Scooby-Doo Kiss.
Oh, okay. So because you saw the Scooby-Doo Kiss movie, you like the band Kiss now. Can you sing us a little bit of the song that you remember from our rock and roll music that we listened to in the car?
I wanna rock and roll all night, party every day.
Wanna rock and roll all night,
and party every day.
What are some of the other songs on the rock and roll CD that you can remember?
Blood on your face, I make disgrace. Sin, shining all over the place.
Singing.
We will
rock you. We will rock you. What other kind of music do you like to listen to?
Let's talk about something else.
Are you cool with the idea that maybe hundreds of people might hear you talking?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
That's stupendous.
That's stupendous. Hey, what do you think if we can do this every so often? Do you like the idea of doing a podcast with your dad?
Yeah.
I think you were the one that came up with this idea, right?
Yeah, and this podcast belongs to Don Choco, right?
Well, it belongs to the both of us.
Yeah. Let's talk about Calgary Sucks.
You want to talk about Calgary Sucks? What sucks about Calgary? Are you just like saying that so that people get mad? How about this? Do you know what a wrestling promo is?
I don't know.
Well, a wrestling promo is where somebody comes out with a microphone and he talks to the crowd. And he gets them either really happy or really mad. Do you want to try to pretend that you're going to get everybody really mad?
Calgary sucks, guys.
Okay, how about this? You got the microphone. People are looking at you right now. They go, oh my goodness, that is Choco Jr. And I hate that guy. What are you going to say to everybody that hates Don Choco Jr.? What are you going to do to tell them? What are you going to tell? You're going to tell them off?
Everyone. You guys. No, you need to go out of this world because everyone sucks.
Ooh, boo, Choco Jr., boo. You suck, Choco Jr. What do you say?
No, you guys suck back.
Oh, boo. What do you say then?
I'm going to say boo to them.
Let's pretend that Sully is your wrestler. And you're going to tell everybody that Sully is better than everybody. And you guys all suck. And Sully is going to win. Why don't you tell everybody why Sully is the best and why they're the worst? How about that?
You guys are the worst and Sully is the best. And Sully is going to win it.
Boo. We don't like Sully. Boo. We like Blas Benitez. Yay. We just went out to Cochrane to go and meet with Grandma and Papa Bear today, right?
Yeah, and we gone to a restaurant.
And what did you get at the restaurant?
A hot dog and some chips and a soda.
A soda? Do you like soda water?
Yeah, I love soda water.
Yeah? What do you like so much about soda water?
But mango juice is my favorite thing in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mango juice.
Mango juice. So what do you like on your hot dog? Do you like spicy sauce on your hot dog and mustard?
No, stop. I like ketchup and relish.
Ketchup and relish? Just ketchup and relish? And then a little bit of hot sauce and...
And some
mayonnaise.
No! Mama said mayonnaise only tastes a little creamy.
Okay.
So I'm going to try and make mayonnaise.
But you don't like hot dogs very much, right?
I love hot dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't like hot dogs.
I love hot dogs.
I thought you only liked pierogies.
No, I don't like pierogies.
How could you not like pierogies? You're breaking my heart, you know that? Because I'm part Polish and part Ukrainian, which means you're part Polish and part Ukrainian. And you know what Polish people and Ukrainian people love?
What?
Pierogies. Come on, man. You like empanadas. It's basically a Ukrainian empanada, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got everything you love. You love dough, and you love cheese and potatoes, right? You love cheese and potatoes or no?
I only like meat in my empanadas.
Oh, okay. So what if you had like pierogies that had meat in them?
Only pierogies that have meat in them.
Mmm. And hot sauce.
No hot sauce.
Why not a hot sauce?
Because kids can't have hot sauce and I'm a kid.
Oh, okay. So no hot sauce. But you can, like, why don't we have a couple of beers after this?
How about a root beer after this?
All right. How about some wine or some coffee?
How about some soda water?
How about some stinkberry juice?
No, Dad, you're silly.
What? You know, I don't think the people at home know about stinkberries. Can you tell us about stinkberries?
Stinkberries live in Toronto and they grow on stink trees that grow into stinkberry trees. When those stinkberry trees, they are stinky.
Have you, like, when you eat a stinkberry, what happens? Does it taste good? Does it taste bad? What is a stinkberry like when somebody eats it?
It looks like worms inside.
Ew, is that what makes it so stinky?
No, because there's stink juice inside.
Oh, gross. If you had a choice between stinkberry juice and mango juice, which one would you pick?
Mango juice.
Stinkberry juice? Why the heck
would
you...
No. Mango juice.
Stinkberry juice. Got it.
No, Dad, you're so...
Should I text Mama because she's going to go to the store later? Do you think she should get some more stinkberry juice while she's at the store?
No, get some mango juice.
Mango juice? That sounds disgusting. Stinkberry juice is where it's at. Mango juice? Come on, man. Mango juice. No way. Have you ever seen a stinkberry tree?
No.
Where do we find them again? Where do stinkberries grow?
Toronto.
What's wrong with Toronto?
They stink. Toronto stinks.
It stinks? Toronto stinks?
And the stinkberries grow by stink air.
Stinkberries grow by stink air, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of an animal likes stinkberries?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe a pig.
Maybe a pig? Have you ever seen a pig in real life?
No.
Yes, you have.
I don't remember, though.
We saw them in Paraguay.
Oh, yeah.
Does it bother you that you don't remember a lot about Paraguay, even though we lived there for 3 years?
Yeah.
Do you miss Paraguay somewhat?
Yeah, we need to go there again.
What would you do if you went back to Paraguay?
I'll meet Rosanna again.
Oh, Rosanna was your...
babysitter.
Yeah, she was a really nice lady, wasn't she?
Yeah, and I'll tell her that I'm 4 and a half now.
Did you know that Rosanna, whenever she sees a picture of you on Facebook, she still likes it and she still misses you. Did you know that?
Oh.
You know what's sad, though? Do you know what's sad?
No.
Is that you used to be able to speak Spanish to Rosanna. And I don't know if you remember enough. What if she spoke to you in Spanish? Would you be able to understand her? Because like that's what your teachers teach you, right?
Yeah, but I won't understand her.
Pero solo hablamos en español. Es muy fácil.
I don't know what that means.
It means very easy. Solo hablamos en español. What does that mean?
Talking in Spanish.
We only talk in Spanish. That's right. Gato. What does that mean?
Cat.
Perro.
Dog.
Elefante.
Elephant.
Zebra.
Zebra.
Mono.
Monkey.
Pez.
Fish.
You do remember Spanish, see? That's not bad at all.
It's just my teachers teach me pez.
Pez? Pez.
Pez.
Pez. Do you know what also is called pez?
No.
You remember that candy thing that you have with R2-D2 on top of it?
Yeah.
That's called a Pez dispenser, because that type of candy is called Pez. P-E-Z. Are you learning how to read right now?
Yeah.
What words can you spell? I don't want the people at home to know your real name, so why don't we choose a different word? Do you know how to spell stop?
S-T-O-P.
That's great! Do you know how to spell go?
G... E-Y?
Nope. That's okay. You're still learning.
I know.
So, do you remember any of the movies we went to go see in the movie theater?
The Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, is that one of your favorite movies?
Yeah, and the Minions.
The Minions? Hey, do you have Minions toothpaste?
Yeah.
Is Minions toothpaste for kids?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Please, no.
No, it's not for kids. You know that it's not for kids. You can't spell your name and get out of this. No, Minions is not for kids.
No, Minions is for kids.
Minions toothpaste. No, no. It's not for kids. It's only for adults. It's the Minions. Not for kids. Just for adults.
I want
some dogs.
No. All the dogs in the world. Minions toothpaste is only for dogs.
It's only for dogs. Why are you using it?
It's only for dogs and kids.
Only for dogs and kids, but not adults?
Yeah.
So have you ever tried to brush a dog's teeth?
No.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah, but I only know that dog's toothpaste is chicken.
Dog toothpaste tastes like chicken?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Does it sound good or does it sound bad? It
sounds bad.
You don't want chicken toothpaste?
Yeah.
Chicken toothpaste. It's not for kids. It's only for dogs. It's chicken.
Toothpaste.
Do you like country music?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you have a cowboy voice? Have you been working on your cowboy voice?
Yeah, I was working on my cowboy voice.
That's a pretty good cowboy voice you got there. Do you want to be a cowboy when you grow up there too?
Yeah, I do.
If you're a cowboy, how many horses do you want to own?
One.
Just one? How? You're just going to have one horse? You're going to have a one horse ranch? Are you going to have cows?
Yeah, but I'm going to own a farm.
You're going to own a farm? What are you going to grow on your farm?
Cucumber.
Just cucumber? You're going to have a cucumber farm?
Yeah, and carrots.
And carrots? You're going to have carrots and cucumbers and one horse?
And animals.
What kind of animals are you going to have on your farm?
A dog.
What are you going to name your dog?
Jelly 9000.
Jelly 9000 the dog?
I want that name on my iPad.
Was there a dog named Jelly 9000 on your iPad?
I named it Jelly 9000.
You named your iPad Jelly 9000 or on it?
Pet Party on my iPad. There was a dog and his name is Jelly 9000.
Jelly 9000 the dog, huh?
Yeah. I pressed 9000. I got to 9000 and then I find the jelly.
Okay. Hey, did you try something new for breakfast today?
Yep.
What did you have?
Honey toast. Honey and peanut butter toast.
Well, you know what's amazing about this? Now, I don't know if everybody here knows this, but Choco Jr. used to say he didn't like peanut butter. Do you like peanut butter now?
Yup.
Is it yum?
Yeah, it's yum.
Now, are you going to try to have a peanut butter sandwich sometime?
A peanut butter jelly and honey sandwich.
What? You can't have all three of those things.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. That's impossible. That's impossible.
Dad, I'll make that when I'm an adult.
Oh, okay. When you're an adult, you're going to have all types of crazy stuff, right?
Nah.
What kind of food would you make for yourself if you were an adult?
Some stuff that I like.
Like? Like what?
Pizza?
You love pizza. Hey, did you like the nachos we had last night?
Yeah, I'm going to make nachos.
Yeah, what are you going to have on your nachos? Are you going to have cheese on your nachos?
Yes.
Are you going to have green peppers on your nachos?
Yes.
And tomatoes?
Nope.
No tomatoes. What about onions?
Nope.
What about black olives?
No.
What about jalapeno peppers?
No.
What about spicy beef?
No.
What about spicy chicken?
No. I'm going to have beef.
Beef, but extra spicy?
Nope.
How about some spicy peppers?
Nope.
How about some stink berries? So stinkberry nachos and
No.
What?
No.
You just told me I stink. I don't stink. You stink. Hey, you can't bend my finger back at me. You stink. Hey, stop that. You stop that. No. Hey. Don't. You can't do that. No! Get your finger out of my face. You're the one who stinks.
Uh-oh.
You pointed it back at yourself now. Okay, good, good. At least you know it's yourself. Hey! You can't point it at me again. Don't! No, you're pointing at the people at home. You're telling everybody they stink? Are you telling all the people listening that they stink?
No!
Well, you just told them all they suck. Remember that? You just told them. You told them everybody that they suck. Do you think they're going to like you or hate you?
Have both.
A little bit of both? Yeah. Are they going to love to hate you, kind of like Don Chaco?
Yeah.
So, who's got better hair? You or me?
Me.
What are you talking about? I got great hair. Look at this. What's wrong with my hair?
I got my hair really spiky.
Oh, you like your hair spiky?
No.
Do you ever put anything in your hair? Like, have you done anything with your hair before?
Yeah, I made it spiky on Wacky Hair Day, then made it green.
Yeah, did you like it when you had green spiky hair?
Yeah. People always think I had zombie hair.
What? Zombie hair? Hey, everybody at home, I don't think you've ever heard Chaco Jr. do his zombie impression. What does a zombie sound like?
I'm a zombie. I'm a zombie.
And what do zombies eat?
People's brains.
They eat people's brains? Do you think people's brains would taste good or bad?
Bad.
Why would they taste bad?
Yeah.
It just wouldn't taste bad. Now, if you had to eat people's brains, what would you put on it?
Nothing.
You just wouldn't eat it? If somebody gave you a plate in front of you at dinner time and they said, this is somebody's brain, what would you say?
I don't know.
No thanks?
Yeah.
You'd say, no thanks.
Yeah, because I don't eat brains.
Nobody should eat brains. That's a terrible idea. Only zombies eat brains.
Yeah. That's a terrible idea.
That is a terrible idea. Zombies. Have you ever seen a zombie dog?
No.
What do you think a zombie dog would eat? Would zombie dogs eat dog brains?
No, they eat hearts. Human hearts.
They eat human hearts?
Yeah.
While they're still beating? Boom, 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 boom. Or no?
They have both.
Oh, geez, they're going to eat hearts and brains? How do we defend ourselves against zombie dogs?
They're not real.
Oh, okay. But stink berries are real.
Yeah.
Yeah, stink berries are totally real.
Yeah.
You want to go and get some stink berry candy?
But I hope Toronto delivers stink berries to Calgary.
You think that you want Toronto to deliver some stink berries to Calgary?
Yeah, let's call them.
You want to call Toronto?
No, you call Toronto to...
What? You told me I stink again. You can't just do that. You can't just break character and tell me I stink. Did you watch the movie E.T.?
Yep.
What were some of the things that happened in the movie E.T.?
He got drunk. The alien got drunk. Then the boy got drunk.
How did the alien get drunk?
He drank. Beer.
He drank beer, and he was connected to Elliot, right? So yeah. Is that why Elliot also got drunk?
Yeah.
Was that weird?
Yeah.
What other things happened in that movie? Did they ride bikes?
I don't know. They did.
You don't know if they rode bikes in the movie E.T.?
Did they? They did.
Yeah, I think that was the part of the movie where you stopped watching and you were kind of jumping around on the couches, right? Are you allowed to jump on the couch?
No.
Do you still jump on the couch?
I land on the bed, but it's safe.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's safe because I land on the bed.
Oh, that makes it safer.
Yeah. No, but can you stop the podcast, please?
Yeah, are you all done?
Yeah.
Okay, so while we're stopping the podcast, then we got to say goodbye to everybody. So what you do is you say, you can say, thank you everybody for listening.
Thank you everybody for listening. Goodbye.
This has been Chaco Jr. and Chaco Sr.
This has been Chaco Jr. and Chaco Sr.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Suckles.
2 Chicken Toothpaste. It's not for kids. It's only for dogs. It's chicken
toothpaste. Oh.